Hello, I'm Jules Warren. Welcome to Contrary to Popular Belief. Who is George Soros, and why is it important that we know? A Hungarian-American billionaire, hedge fund manager, and philanthropist, a huge donor to the Democratic Party, whose influence has controlled our justice system and destroyed our most cherished cities. Soros' real name is George Swartz, born on August 12th in 1930, which makes him 93 years old, a Jewish man who lived through the Nazi occupation in 1944, which resulted in the murder of over 500,000 Hungarian Jews. He experienced ethical and political intolerance firsthand. Hearing how he grew up can surely lead you to believe it has a lot to do with his far-left progressive views. And we'll get into the details of his Nazi involvement in a minute. He has donated more than $32 billion to his Open Society Foundation, of which $15 billion has already been distributed, representing 64% of his original fortune. Forbes has called Soros the most generous giver. Sounds all well and good, but let's take a deeper look at what George Soros is really about and the many catastrophic effects it has had on Americans and our cities. Soros' Open Society Foundation acts as a global advocate for justice systems and policing that they claim treat everyone equally and which reduces unnecessary and punitive use of incarceration in the U.S. The Open Society's motto is to build vibrant and inclusive democracies whose governments are accountable to their citizens. But unfortunately, that has not been the end result we have been seeing in the U.S. A few factors have contributed to the horrific results we have been seeing of rampant crime, drug addicts taking over the streets, and overall chaos in our justice system. As history has shown us, when liberal ideals go too far left, law and order diminishes, bringing every evil soul out of the woodwork because they see the opportunity to get away with their crimes. It becomes a cancer that grows quickly. Secondly, people like George Soros, who is a huge contributor to the Democratic Party and a multi-billionaire, they become too powerful. They can buy in district attorneys and control elections. And make no mistake, this is exactly what George Soros has been doing. In the publication Politico, an article dated August 30th, 2016, titled George Soros' Quiet Overhaul of the U.S. Justice System, it talks about how progressives have zeroed in on electing prosecutors as an avenue for criminal justice reform. Soros has channeled over $3 million into seven local district attorney campaigns in six states just over the past year alone. Although we hear groups such as Safety and Justice that Soros funds, his liberal DAs of choice have made our cities unsafe, with crime rates spiking like never before. 2020 was one of the most violent years, with 2021 having a homicide rate even higher. Soros elected DAs have a track record of failing to prosecute criminals, which has led to unprecedented crime rates across the country. These DAs are simply not arresting anyone, even those with a long criminal record, along with no bail policies. Even more quietly, he has helped elect district attorneys that are politically motivated to adhere to his extreme liberal policies. The outcomes of Soros' schemes have shown a huge spike in crime, which has destroyed many of our cherished cities, and his DAs endlessly indicting Donald Trump. In a 1998 interview with Steve Croft, George Soros admits to helping the Nazis against the Jews during the Holocaust. Croft asks, "Was it difficult?" And Soros replies, "Not at all." Recently, Patrick Bet-David, on his YouTube channel called Value Entertainment, talks in length about George Soros' life from childhood to now. His segment is called George Soros, Evil Puppet Master or Humanitarian? A very interesting piece. I suggest you watch it. Here is Patrick describing, in a nutshell, why Soros might be the evil puppet master.
This protector of yours, who swore that that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
Yes. I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Not at all.
So a lot of people who didn't know who George Soros was, they watched his interview and they said, this guy sounds like a sociopath. How could you say something like that? Some others said, well, maybe he was numb as a 14-year-old. Imagine you're going through it and you see stuff like that. By the way, at the same time when this is taking place, he had another traumatic experience. Two of the liberators that were helping them out, Russian liberators, they raped his mother and his mother talked about it. So this kid, all this pain, all this anger, all this frustration, all these experiences, all happening at the same time. You have to live a fake life so they don't kill you, act like you're a Christian, help the Nazis, find Jews, your mom's going through this, you're working with Russians, all of that together at a young age, what does that do to you?
That clip gives you an idea of what shaped George Soros. If you think that's crazy, here is where it gets really scary. Soros has admitted publicly that he has always fancied himself as a god. Let's take a listen to this clip of Soros explaining how that thought of being God materialized. It is from Patrick Bet-David's same segment we just listened to. Take a listen.
I want to read you an article from LA Times. This is October of 2004. The title of the article is George Soros, the God who carries around some dangerous demons. Here's what he says in the interview. He says, I fancied myself as some kind of God. If truth be known, I carried some rather potent messianic fantasies with me from childhood, which I felt I had to control. Otherwise, they might get me in trouble. It is a sort of disease when you consider yourself some kind of God, the creator of everything. Are you ready? Here's how he finishes it. But I feel comfortable about it now since I began to live it out.
So here's my question. To what extent do you think George Soros' control over the Democratic Party has turned them into the radicalized, corrupt party that we have seen them become? The intentional open border, the endless indictments on Trump from Soros' DAs, to the soft on crime policies from his DAs that have destroyed our cities. Did I just answer the question? I think so. My friends, it's important to know who was behind the scenes so you can understand where the corruption is coming from and why. The money! And most importantly, why our Constitution is being stomped on. This is all going on by the Democratic Party. They sell their soul to the devil in every which way to retain ultimate power. From letting the cartels control us to George Soros's big money, we have witnessed them allowing the unfathomable to take place right before our very eyes. And let me say this, I have always cherished the Democratic views over my lifetime, but when you see a party become this corrupt, you cannot look the other way. You have to pay attention to it. You have to do what's right for the country. With George Soros at the age of 93, will his influence on our justice system fade away? Unfortunately, not so fast. In his first interview as successor, Soros' son, Alexander, says the family's $25 billion enterprise will boost its support for voting and abortion rights. In a Wall Street interview by Gregory Zuckerman on June 12, 2023, he talks about how he and his father think alike. Alex plans on continuing to back left-leaning U.S. politicians as his father did. It doesn't look like too much will change for the better as long as the big bucks are coming in for the far-left agenda. We'll have to see how his son influences our justice system in the end. In the meantime, we the people need to come together and vote for Trump. I have never told anyone who to vote for. But under the circumstances, it's our only chance to turn this out-of-control corruption and destruction of our country around. This is the time we need to think about our country's well-being first, not our party of choice. Time to bite the bullet, my friends. If need be, you will be much better off in the end. It's crucial, everyone. Think this out. Look around. What do you see is going down? With crime, inflation, and millions of unvetted immigrants coming in from dangerous countries all over the world. Come on, ask yourself, Are you really okay with all of this? Do you feel safe? Is this how we deserve to be treated? Like a bunch of fools? All right, thank you for joining me. A lot to think about, but so important. Stay well, my friends, and please do the right thing for America, and I will see you soon.